never say the same thing, really. I go back and forth between the two.
Yeah, that's something that I probably would too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you call the board on the outside of a house that lap over each other? Weather boards or siding or.
Oh, you mean that the house is done in, like
right.
If it's a frame
it would be on
house.
The if it's a frame house, yeah, and mm-hmm. that when they overlap sort of on each other.
Other than siding, I
but
really
you do know the word siding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking about your car, you said every day I take my car and I
drive.
Okay, and yesterday I
drove.
And over the past week, several times I
have driven.
What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
And the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off.
Gutters.
Now, if there's a house that is sort of an L-shaped house, and then there's a place where the two parts of the house come together, mm-hmm. do you know what that's called?
No.
Have you ever heard of a valley in reference to house?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
The woodshed.
Okay, how about one to store tools?
Tool shed.
Okay. what would you call, well, outdoor toilets?
Outhouse.
Okay. Now, if there were to be a noise, I might say, Vicki, did you?
Hear.
And you'd say, yes, I
heard.
And several times before I have
heard, yeah.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him personally, but I've
met. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you knew a person simply by reputation, you'd say, I don't know him, but I've
heard about him.
If you're talking about something that you do every day, and I said, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I. You just answer, I said, do you do it? And you'd say, yes, I.
I do it every day or daily.
Yeah. Okay. Then, if I said, does your brother like ice cream? You'd say, yes, he.
He likes it.
Mm-hmm. And if you were using the word do, you'd say, yes, he.
And yes, he does.
you can imagine that, trying to do it. Oh, okay, good. It's so easy to do it with you after all my feelings. I could just, you know. okay. You can give somebody his, you say you can give this man his choice, but he'll tell you as far as which one you give him, he just
doesn't care.
Right. sure, it's great. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you might say you live in a frame
house.
And if there were more than one in a row, you'd say there were two
houses, homes.
You know what you call, like, now this is going to be some stuff about farms and buildings and stuff on a farm.
Oh, dear.
You'll know some of these. Some of them are so simple. The place where they store hay on a farm.
In the barn.
Yeah. Do you know where you store corn?
Hmm.
Ever heard of a corn crib?
Yeah, corn crib.
Okay. How about for grain?
Now, I've heard in some places called a silo.
Have you ever heard of a granary?
Yeah. And what else? A grain, now, is a grain elevator the same thing, or is it not?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know, but you have heard the word. Okay, how would you say the word granary?
Now, I'll probably say granary.
Granary, okay.
Yeah. Is that what you found in Arkansas, or have you heard it granary?
Mostly granary,
mm-hmm.
and then also some people pronounce it garner.
They, really?
It isn't even, well, actually, they're thinking of the same word, but they change it around completely. Mm-hmm. It's like calling a, like something looks like cupboard, but you say cupboard.
Yeah.
And they call it garner.